Latte and Jay Show. I'm Latte. He is Jeremy Warner. And behind the glass is Mike Carpenter. He's the guy you'll talk to if you give us a call. 359-2255. That's 359-2255. This hour of the Tay and Jay Show brought to you by Kramer Siding and Window. You can visit them by going to KramerSiding.com.
And what we're asking you, Illini fans, are you satisfied with a week one win? Are you satisfied with everything you saw against Arkansas State? Or are there things that you thought, man, that should have been better? The run game wasn't as good as I thought it would be. 359-2255, 217-359-2255. You can always email us as well, Jeremy, J-E-R-E-M-Y, at MyConnectFM.com.
Or Lon, L-O-N, at MyConnectFM.com. You can also get us on Facebook, right? We're everywhere.
Yeah, you can search us, Tay and Jay Show. Just search us on Facebook. You can follow us on Twitter as well.
Oh,
follow me at Warner Connect FM. That's Warner with an E.
And Connect FM.
Yes, that's right.
How about that?
Hey.
Not bad.
We still got to get Carpenter on Twitter.
And I will check that monthly. I promise.
Yeah, I try to get him daily on the show.
I know. I need to do better at that. Well, listen, one guy that did not disappoint, I assume in person or on TV, is A.J. Jenkins. 11 catches. I mean, he had a big day for the Fighting Illini. His overall stats, 11 catches, a career high, 148 yards. Now, a big chunk of that was a 72-yard touchdown in the third quarter from Shieldhouse. But you got to love the fact of a number one receiver acting like a number one receiver, right?
Well, yeah, and if you hadn't heard, A.J. Jenkins said after the game that he's the best wide receiver in the Big Ten.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys have a problem with that? 359-2255, 217-359-2255.
I have no problem with that.
Yeah,
I like it. Either. I like the bravado. Why not? Show it. It's obvious he's got some talent. He's got the quarterback this year that can get him the ball. And why not? I mean, I'd love to see Illinois have a receiver that has kind of a David Williams type year, you know, where he goes out and gets you double digit catches a game. And if AJ can be that guy, then show some bravado, tell people you're going to be that guy.
Yeah, I have no objections to it. I mean, granted, we know the wide receivers are the biggest divas of any position in any sport, which is saying quite a bit. However, now it was interesting to see he was on a show last night on Big Ten Network, and it was as if he got chewed out by the coaching staff because he was like a scared little puppy that said, well, you know, I really regret my statements. And I was like, AJ, well, you know, that's fine. And it's good to see the coaches at least are paying attention, saying, well, you know, we don't want that kind of bulletin board stuff getting out there. Right. It's not like he was dissing anyone else, but it still could be bulletin board material in one way or another. So, yeah, he definitely was like a scared little puppy last night. It's like the coaches scolded him and said, no more of that.
Yeah. Well, I talked to him last night after practice, and I was saying, you know, is it a good thing? You know, you sound like you're confident. I think that's maybe one thing. Illinois, I think they had a couple players who were like that during the Rose Bowl years and maybe the year after, and they've had a couple players like that. But I think it's good when these guys are confident. And he said he got misconstrued, which I'll read the whole quote. This is what he said after the game. I'm the best receiver in the Big Ten just because I work harder than the other receivers out there. If you put it out there just like that, yeah, maybe that's bulletin board material for some people.
I agree.
But he goes on. I have the best coach, the best quarterback, the best lineman, and the best sidekick, meaning Darius Malines. Having the best things around me makes me the best receiver in the Big Ten.
That's perfect. I mean, that's the way he ends it. He ends it with more of a team. Because of my team, because of everything around me, I'm the best. And you know what? He might be the best, guys.
Well, he's at least putting himself in that conversation. I mean, Marvin McNutt from Iowa, Indiana has a really good wide receiver. Michigan's Rory Roundtree is pretty good. So there's a lot of good receivers in the Big Ten because now we're spreading it out a lot. But, I mean, when you put up numbers like he did in week one, as long as you can back it up, I don't mind a kid saying that. As long as you go out, do the work, and don't become a diva. The teammates love him. Nathan Shieldhouse absolutely adores this guy. They're in a lot of classes together.
I was talking
to Nate yesterday, and they do all their projects pretty much together.
That's cool.
I mean, it's not like this guy's a diva and he thinks he's better than all of his teammates and that he's higher than them. I mean, he wants to win just as bad as them. And here's AJ talking after practice yesterday about his comments that he made.
Yeah, that comment was kind of taken out of place. But, I mean, I'm confident because of what my team does. I mean, Coach Petrino, you know, was give me confidence and they give me confidence. I mean, it's just not just me just being arrogant to something that, you know what I mean? It just kind of just I have gained over the time being with them.
And that's the thing. I mean, he's just sitting there. He's confident because of what Coach Petrino's taught him. I mean, this is a guy who's 6'1", 190, pretty fast guy. But what makes him such a good receiver is his footwork, the way he gets in and out of breaks, and the fact that he uses his hands to catch the ball. If you think back to Regis Benn, I think he caught the ball with his body a little bit more. A.J. gets it up at the point of attack and goes up and makes the play. I mean, obviously, Regis Benn, I think, physically is just hard to defend for anyone. But A.J., you know, when he does that, when you know what pass receiving, pass catching, the art of it, I think he knows that a little better.
I like him saying it, but I also just as much like the fact that he sort of retracted it. And again, this is going back not to this audio, but what he said on this Big Ten Network show, the scared puppy thing that I referred to. What I like about that is that these coaches are really harping on this idea to remain hungry, to realize that you haven't even gotten close to accomplishing anything. And I think the danger and what ultimately hurt them in 08, let's say, or even 2002 when Brandon Lloyd and some of the receivers made a rap video, you start to see that arrogance actually hurt your production on the field. So I like that the coaches heard it, and they probably inside are like, that's fine. But they had to tell him, you know what? You got to be hungry. You can't do that.
But still, did you believe AJ? I mean, when you saw him on Big Ten Network saying, I apologize, did you believe him? I did.
No.
I thought what he said after the game, you know, he's saying, I think I'm the best receiver because my quarterback, my coaches, my linemen, and Darius Milanes. That's why I think I can be the best wide receiver. I think you need more people like that.
I do too.
I think Jason Ford should go out there and say, I think I can be the best running back.
Yep.
Maybe not that you are, but I think I can be. If I work hard because I got the offensive line, I got the offense, and I got the coaches who put me in the opportunity to do that.
Well, that'd be like me, Jeremy, saying I am the best radio sports show host in the state of Illinois. And if I say that, then I'm going to bring it every day.
Right?
So why not? I mean, to me, AJ just said,
Mark Silverman.
Right.
Yeah.
AJ just said, I'm the best in the Big Ten. So for me, he's got to go out now next week and not have a three-catch performance. He's got to continue to show that.
Well,
so I don't mind it.
Which is going to be tough because people are going to be gunning for
him
because they've seen the film and all that he can do. But, I mean, this whole going on the Big Ten Network and apologizing, it stunk of a PR move, and I didn't like it. So I asked Ron Zook today about what he thought about AJ's comments and if that's not just a good thing that the players are that confident.
Hey, that's not the kind of person he is. Now, he swears he was taken out of context a little bit, and now AJ's a very, very confident person. And I wasn't there. I didn't hear what he said or how he said it, but I know he felt bad and because he's not that way. Somebody said that, I know he did a Big Ten talk back yesterday, I believe, right? And he tried to clear it up. I says, just, ain't nothing you do. Just AJ, go on. Just be who you are. But he is a good player. I don't know. Is he the best? I don't know. I'm glad he's on our football team. And I think our football team's glad he's on our football team. And if it makes him, you know, but he's worked hard. I don't have any qualms. But he's worked hard off the field, harder than he's ever worked, you know, since he's been here, harder in the weight room and harder on the field.
What did he say in that fight?
I
mean, you said he tried to clear it up.
Well, I didn't give him a lot of time to talk. He's trying to explain it. But you know, all he was talking about is he wants to be he wants to be one of the best receivers in the Big Ten. You know, and he thinks we got a lot of other weapons and you know, like I said, well, that's what you should have said. You know, you got a lot of weapons, you got a quarterback can get you the ball, and, you know, the more weapons we have, the better chance you got of catching balls.
And that's what he did say.
Perfect.
And I think that's what some people may have taken him out of context. But, you know, I still don't mind a guy that goes out there and says, I want to be
well,
the best.
Well, and this is how it plays. Now, we've got a three-hour sports radio show we're going to talk about. I mean, that's how it is. That's how things are. Now the thing that you like about AJ is that, hey, if he's looking long haul here, like playing in the NFL, blah, 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 why not get your name out there a little bit? I don't think it hurts. I think maybe now scouts know a little bit more about him. Maybe they're going to watch him. So to me, all it does is put more pressure on him.
Right. And as long as you can handle that and you can still produce with all that on
you, then I have no problem with it.
Well, and I know one thing that most people disagreed with was Riley O'Toole going in the game with 3 minutes and 20 seconds left. What did you think of that move, Illini fans? Was it the right move, or was it a horrible move by the Illinois coaching staff? 217-359-2255, 359-2255.
You will hear our opinions on that next. Hey and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
The new Connect FM.
Yeah, I mean, whatever it is to help the team. I mean, they told me that I would have a chance to contribute. That's fine by me. If they would have told me I'd redshirt, that'd be fine too. So just whatever. Whatever, it's better for the team.
That is Riley O'Toole. And hey, he's all right with all this stuff. He's all right with playing. You think he really is?
He's an 18, 19-year-old kid. He wants to play.
He wants to get out there and play. He wants to be on that field. Riley O'Toole, many, including me, were kind of hoping he'd redshirt this year and have 4 years of eligibility. But you know what? If Ron Zook and Petrino and these guys think that he's the man and can help them out this year, then I guess I'm all for it. And I'll say it 100 times. I didn't play football. I don't know football like these guys. But to me, it makes sense. You played a freshman all year last year in Nathan Shieldhouse. He's a leader. He's a stud. You know he's going to be good this year. Why not save this guy, Riley O'Toole, so you can have him in four? You know, you look down the road, like with Robert Archibald in basketball. If he could have come back for his fifth year instead of if he would have just redshirted, I just hope that's not the case one day with Riley O'Toole.
Robert Archibald, Warren Carter, another
Warren
kid.
Carter,
if he had another year.
Jameer Kripalia was another one.
Yeah, so Illini fans, what did you think about Riley O'Toole going into the game? Would you have redshirted him? Did the Illini coaches make a mistake? 217-359-2255, 359-2255.
So help me out here. Why is it good to go ahead and play him?
Well, I'll give you some thoughts, and this is basically from the Illinois coaching staff. I expected him to play.
Okay.
I mean, when they put him number two in the depth chart with Miles Osei, a kid that played a little bit last year,
right.
And a lot of people last year were asking the same question. Why are you playing Miles Osei
right.
when you have Eddie McGee that can be the backup? Well, you know, Miles Osei and Riley O'Toole are two different things. I think Miles Osei, he's not ever going to be the star here. He's not going to be the quarterback that's going to lead you to the promised land. I think Riley O'Toole is a guy that's talented enough to really help you win games. And maybe I think the Illinois coaches think he can help them win games maybe more than Miles Osei right now. And I think what they want to do is get him game experience now just in case Nathan Shieldhouse gets hurt, or he can give them another option. Is that quarterback? Maybe that's if Nathan Shieldhouse comes out for a series and they put Riley O'Toole in, they can run more of a pro-style offense, which is what Petrino has done more at Arkansas when you think of Ryan Mallett. I mean, Riley O'Toole is more of that. You saw him run a little bit on one play, and he can get out there and run as he showed at Wheaton Warrenville South, but he's more of that pocket passer. Maybe they think he can be that guy sooner rather than later.
This makes me think that what you just said is going to happen, that they are going to have series this year where they put him in, kind of like they did with Eddie McGee, where they put Riley O'Toole in for a series to maybe change a pace, etc. I think that's going to happen now.
Well,
I hope it does.
You hope it does. I mean, if they're going to play him, because I would think you save this guy. And I understand that if Shieldhouse got hurt, I was all for him. Riley O'Toole going in, because
I
think he gives you a better chance to win games than Miles Osei. But, yeah, I think if 2 years as a starter, I think that would have been better. But maybe, I've said this before, maybe they think that he can push Nathan Shieldhouse, or maybe down the line they can have two quarterbacks playing.
What did the crowd do when he came in?
Oh, I wasn't in the stadium when that happened.
Oh, okay, Mike.
Let's just say the heat of eventually I made my way out for the fourth quarter, but there was a person with a dish by us, and we watched, and I said, number four. Interesting. That looks like Riley O'Toole. I think it says two things. I think it says Miles Osei, they don't have a lot of faith in as a backup, and I think it also says, I think this is almost more Petrino's call than Zook's.
Yeah.
I think
Good
Petrino
point.
Really, really wanted this guy to be able to play now, and I think you're exactly right. He'll get some series, and he'll be able to give a different look with a pro-style offense.
Well, we can continue to talk about this. We'd love your opinions on it. 359-2255. Was it a good move to play Riley O'Toole? Give us a call. It's the Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
The new Connect FM.